Can we expand on what do we mean by tone? Well, that's a bit self-explanatory, but you can expand on it. Time, context, and clarity.
Absolutely. Okay. The tone of the message has a massive impact on it. It is that stereotypical saying of it's not just necessarily what you say, but how you say it. We all have underlying emotions and frustrations and things we need to do, and that very, very often come out and influence how we say or how we type or how we say things. So when you're typing that message, it becomes a little bit easier to manage the tone because you can check it and edit it before you send it, even on WhatsApp, so any written communication. When you're busy with a conversation, however, and we've all been in these meetings and in these conversations where you're talking to someone, that speed of the messages flowing between the parties doesn't allow much time for you to like overthink your tone. So that's something you have to practice and be conscious of the whole time. And the more you practice it, the better you become to adjust your tone and check any underlying things. Because once again, it's not just about expressing what you feel, but making sure that you are communicating, this is specifically in the workplace, communicating effectively to make it easier for the other person to receive and understand your message. Even when we're communicating via text, our emotions aren't as hidden as we think. If all of us have received messages and we can hear something's not quite right, I mean, the best example could be, oh, is everything okay? I'm fine. You know exactly when that person is fine and when they're not fine. And that is just two simple words. So tone makes a huge, huge difference in how your message is received. So check your tone. From a time point of view, time and timing. So how long your message takes to read or to hear makes a difference. If you're talking to someone or sending a message to someone who likes to get to the point really quickly, keep your message short. If you're talking to someone or sending a message to someone that likes more details, include more details. Make it more about their preference than yours. And also, pay attention to timing. There's a lot of internet memes and LinkedIn articles and so on, you know, out-of-office messages and flexible working and when you should be sending emails and when you shouldn't be sending emails, and a trend of email signatures saying, I'm working in time that works for me. I'm not expecting you to respond in that same time. So the timing of a message, when you send these messages, when you say, when you ask, when that person receives the message, makes a difference in how they are going to receive it, how much attention they are going to pay to it. So if you can, just manage the time of the send or the ask, manage that well, and ask people, is now a good time to talk? When would be best to discuss this? I need 8 minutes of your time. This is going to be a longer discussion. Involve them in when a good time is, where they have capacity to receive, understand your message, and communicate effectively. Context, so it's tone and time. That's the T's of the T's and C's of effective communication. Context is the first C. Always give context. Always, always, always. Just because you've had a conversation in your own mind, or you are busy with a project, or you have thought about something, does not mean people are mind readers. You have to kind of give people just a big picture overview of, this is what I was thinking of, which made me think of this message. Or, I'm asking you this, to do this action. The impact it has on this project is the following. That's why I am requesting that you do this, and the other person will do this. It gives them a little bit more information, not instructional information, do more things, but contextual information. If you don't add that context, and it ties in very neatly to the last C, the clarity, if you don't provide that context, you will just get the first response, I don't understand. Where does this fit in? Help me to understand. Instead of people saying, okay, from this message, whether verbal, whether written, I understand why I should be doing these things, why this time, who, blah, 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 blah. So it helps them to receive and understand your message a lot clearly, a lot more easily. And that comes to the last C, the clarity. Give the necessary information. More than what you think, but if you tend to be an over-communicator, sometimes less than you think. Always think about the communication tool that you are using so that you can adjust the format and the length of the style of that message. And I can already hear people thinking, you said it's just four things. I don't need a communications degree in this. And this is already sounding like a communication degree. And that is exactly the point of effective communication. We know how to talk. We know how to write. We know how to send information. But the moment our mindset shifts to being more effective communicators by including all of the noise, all of the parties, all of the preferences in this communication, that's the ongoing thing if you think about the amount of communication we send and receive on a daily basis. It is a shift in intent and in mindset and in skill a lot more than it is in knowledge.
Because you've done a lot of consultancy work, what is the first sign when you walk into a business that there's great communication that's taking place, that everyone's really understanding one another in a business and they're on the same page? What's some of the, you know, the telltale signs when you walk into that business?
The telltale sign for me when there's communication problems, and I'm you know, hearing your question and turning it on its head, because sometimes it's easier to understand the no's or the negatives than the positives or the yeses. From a big picture point of view, leadership point of view, when strategy does not pull through to implementation, or when implementation is frustrated with strategy, or when departments are frustrated with each other, they usually want me to check a whole lot of things. Marketing, operations, this. And I go, guys, let's check the communication first. That we've told them, we've sent it to them. Yes, but did they actually read it? I don't know. If you can tie those loose ends together, a lot of the problems then either start dissipating or you get to expose the actual problems. So when things are going well in a business, when communication is going well, I usually don't get called in. I get called in to go and diagnose and fix things that aren't obvious, but that are obviously underlying and preventing businesses from doing better business, and from leaders having a great time managing businesses and managing people, because contrary to popular belief, it's absolutely possible, and communication is such a big part of that.